you doing?
Planting my seeds from school.
Peas, tomatoes, and broccoli.
I'm also planting dessert.
M&M's? Michelle, that's like planting a nickel and growing a money tree.
Good idea!
The milkman, the paper boy, evening TV.
Everywhere you look, there's a heart,
a hand to hold on to.
Everywhere you look, there's a face of somebody who needs you. Everywhere you look,
when you're lost out there and you're all alone.
The wheels on the bus go round and round, round and round, round and round.
Oh, look at my little honey bee.
Just keep moving.
Wait a second. Let me get a look at you. Oh, don't you look beautiful? I am just buzzing with pride.
You're right. I should have changed that school.
Hi, guys. Well, today's the big day. Where's Jess? I want to go over some stuff for our big radio debut.
Oh, he's downstairs. He was too wound up to sleep.
Hey, Joe. This is great. It's my first day on the radio, and I sound like someone grabbed a duck up my nose.
That's a nice image.
Come on, Joey. I'll show you this bit I'm working on.
Always works in cartoons.
Okay. Come on, boys. Come on. Let's go get you cleaned up so you can get dirty again. Dad, is Steve here yet?
No, there's still food left on the table.
Hey, Mr. Tanner.
Not for long.
Hi.
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 Deej, you're finally wearing that blouse I bought for you. I thought you hated that color.
Oh, I do. But Steve loves it on me.
Isn't it amazing the way it brings out her eyes?
You know, Deej, I need a favor. I have to pick Vicky up at the airport. Could you please walk Michelle home from her honeybee meeting today at 4 o'clock?
Michelle, honeybee's 4 o'clock. Got it.
Great. Oh, by the way, weren't you supposed to be getting your history test back yesterday?
Oh, yeah. I got a C.
All right, you nailed it.
Whoa. You got a C? Honey, you were running an A in that course. You know our agreement, if you don't keep your grades up, then you can't get a part-time job and you can't save for the car that you want to buy.
Oh, I don't need a car anymore. Steve has one.
Yeah, that's cool. V6, 4 on the floor, really roomy back seat. Deej, I'll catch you outside, okay?
I'm gonna want that plate back. So, Deej, you and Steve seem to be getting, you know, kind of serious.
I don't know. I wonder how much he really likes me.
He's here every day.
You're a good cook.
Deej, that boy would eat lint.
Dad, I have to go.
Oh, sweetheart, remember what I said when I started giving you driving lessons?
Pull over, I'm nauseous.
No, before that. I said, don't go too fast.
Don't worry, Dad.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Love you.
I love you, too.
Okay.
Now, to bisect the angle, put the tip of the compass here.
I can't get the hang of this. How about some help?
Well, put the needle here and the pencil here.
Now, who says geometry's a drag?
Uh-oh is right. Nikki, Alex, this is what's known as bad timing. We were never here, and now we're gone.
Boy, Aunt Becky must really love those twins. Must be such an incredible feeling to love someone that much.
Yeah, must be. Deej?
Yeah, Steve?
I need an eraser.
Right. Eraser. Steve, you're gonna rub a hole right through the coffee table.
I know. You got me crazy, DJ. I love you.
You do? Really?
Yeah. I wanted to say it 100 times, but every time I tried, I kept chickening out. But now that I've said it, I feel like I want to say it again. I love you.
This is incredible.
Well, don't you want to say something to me?
Yes. Thank you.
That's it?
I mean, I love you too.
You know, I've heard after a minute and a half, the brain dies without oxygen.
Dad, Vicky, nice to see you guys.
Sorry, we didn't mean to bust in on you.
No, but I'm awfully glad we did.
Hi, Vicky.
Hi, Stephanie, how are you?
Good, how are you? Dad, if I found something valuable on the way home from school, would I be entitled to a reward?
Maybe. Depends on how valuable it is.
Okay. Who forgot to get me?
Pay up.
DJ.
Oh, no, Michelle.
You!
I am so sorry. We were really busy doing our homework.
Oh, yeah, I just saw some of that homework.
Steve, I'm sorry. I'll call you later.
Hey, it's okay. I gotta go to wrestling practice.
Girls, Mickey, I want to talk to DJ alone. Would you just excuse us for a moment?
I'd love to, Dad, but I can't hear as well from the kitchen.
Come on, girls, how about a snack?
I never get to see the good stuff.
Welcome to my world.
DJ, this is inexcusable.
I promise it'll never happen again.
It's not just forgetting about Michelle. You are entirely too wrapped up with Steve.
I love Steve. And he loves me.
What? You're 15 years old. You're not in love.
You don't know how I feel.
I know that your head has been in the clouds. You haven't been paying any attention to your schoolwork, and you've been neglecting all your responsibilities, like picking up your little sister.
I said I was sorry.
Well, I'm sorry, too. Because I don't want you and Steve seeing each other anymore.
You can't do that.
I just did.
Well, I don't care. Because I'm going to see Steve whenever I want, and you can't stop me.
Hey, DJ! DJ!
Kimmy, what are you doing here?
Hey, Mr. T. You're looking at the wrestling team towel girl.
How'd you get that job?
God smiled on me.
Excuse me. Steve? You know where DJ is?
I haven't seen her since you were yelling at her.
Hey, I do not yell. I guide. And when I was done guiding, she ran out.
Oh, man. She must be really freaked.
You really care about DJ, don't you?
I love her, Mr. Tanner.
I wish you two would stop using that word. What you mean is you want what's best for her, right?
Absolutely.
Great. Then I'd like you to stop seeing her.
I can't do that. TJ's the best thing that ever happened to me. Look, I'm sorry, Mr. Tanner. I got a wrestler coach who's gonna flip out.
Hey, take five, killer. Here. Thank you. Do me a favor, would you? Hang this up real neatly.
Mr. Tanner?
Yeah?
Why do you have your arm around my waist?
You need to wrestle. I need to talk.
Mr. Tanner, you're old. Your bones are brittle.
Don't worry about my bones. I wrestled in high school. They used to call me the steel string bean.
I buy the string bean part.
Just give us the cue to start.
You mean ready, wrestle?
Steve, ever since you and DJ have been going out, her grades have been dropping off. I'm sure your wrestling must be suffering.
Actually, she inspires me, Mr. Tanner. My wrestling's never been better.
Reversal, 2 points. Try a headbutt, Mr. T. It makes a neat sound.
Steve, what about your parents? I'm sure they must be concerned that you're spending so much time with DJ.
Escape. 1 point for the bean of steel.
Actually, my parents think DJ's the greatest girl in the world.
Well, so do I. And that's why I want what's best for her. And that's how come I'm putting my foot down.
Dad, what are you doing to Steve?
Don't worry, I won't hurt him.
Yes, it's a pin. Boy, Mr. T, I never saw you sweat before. Yuck. I can't believe you showed up here.
I'm here because I care about you.
All you care about is humiliating me.
Hey, we'll talk about this at home, okay? After my lungs reinflate.
I'm not going home. I'll stay at Kimmy's. You might want to rethink that, Deej. My father just ran out of foot deodorant. Then I'll stay at Steve's.
Like heck you will. You are going home right now.
No, I'm not.
Oh, yes, you are.
No,
hey,
I'm not.
Hey, hold it. Stop. DJ, you know I'm crazy about you, but this is a mess. I don't want to come between you and your dad. Look, I can't see you anymore. I'm sorry.
Station and we're on in a couple of minutes now. What is wrong with you?
It must be that cold medicine I took for my nose.
Well, one little cold pill isn't going to do anything to you.
You know, that's why I took four.
Four? Jess, do you know how dangerous that is? Oh, plus you've been up all night. No wonder you zonked out.
Well, I didn't want my nose stuffed up on the radio, but it's all clear. Listen.
The news is next, and stay tuned for the debut of the Rush Hour Renegades.
Okay, you ready, Jess?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay.
I'm fine.
Okay.
I'm right away.
Good. Good. Hi, boss.
Hey, how you doing, Joey? Hi, Jesse. Jesse, are you okay?
No.
He's fine. See, what he likes to do is meditate before a performance. Helps him relax.
If he wasn't like this, I'd be worried.
Hey, whatever works. Knock him dead.
We're practically there. Okay, come on, Jess. Come on, come on. Snap out of it. Snap out of it. Okay. Come on. Sit down here, Jess. Attaboy. Okay, we're on in 3, 2... Just
Hello, San Francisco. We're the Rush Hour Renegades. I'm Joey Gladstone. This is my partner, Jesse Katsopoulos. Say hi, Jess. Jesse's kind of the quiet one. I guess you could tell. Right, Jess? We'll be back right after this.
Rush Hour Renegades! Coming at ya!
And that's the traffic report from the KFLH traffic copter. Hey, folks, you know, I should point out that Jesse does some really great impersonations. Isn't that right, Jess?
Hey, Jess, why don't you do Rodney Dangerfield?
Hey, I want to tell you, I get no respect. No respect at all. Oh.
Jess, that was unbelievable. It was like Rodney was really here, I swear. Why don't we give our listeners a break from all this hilarity and listen to a commercial?
Hey, how are you guys doing?
How are they doing? You were the one who changed the station in the car.
Do they have nap time here?
Joey, what happened to him?
He took too many cold pills.
Sweetheart, wake up.
Beck, I tried that already. He's been out like a light for hours.
Have mercy.
Why didn't I think of that?
What's going on here?
Welcome back, Mr. Posturepedic. You slept through half the show.
Oh, I blew it. I overdid on those cold pills.
It's the Michelle Show. I drank jelly gets
to me. Thank you. That little patriotic munchkin was my niece, Michelle.
Did you have a nice nap, Uncle Jesse?
Oh, I'm pinching her cheek really hard, but you folks at home can't see that. Guys, you want to say hi? Becky, Steph?
Hi.
Come on, Steph, say hi.
No, I can't.
Oh, come on, Steph, don't be shy.
Okay.
Oh, when the Saints go marching in! Oh, when the Saints go marching in!
Okay, thank you. I guess you got over shyness, yeah, huh? All right, the Rush Hour Renegades will be right back, but first, a little rock and roll.
Thanks for bailing me out, pal.
Hey, that's what partners are for.
Hey, what does this do?
Oh, that turns the music off, honey, and then that means we're broadcasting dead air. Dead air.
Yeah, that's nice.
Hey, we're back.
You okay?
DJ's still in her room. She won't even talk to me.
It's a tough age.
Yeah. 15.
I meant 35.
Vicky, they're just kids. They're not mature enough to know what love is.
Mature like us.
Exactly.
Exactly? Danny, do we love each other?
What? Love? Well, I don't know. I guess the mature thing to do would be just, you know, make a list and then analyze the situation and just think it through objectively.
Don't think. Just tell me how you feel.
How I feel? Well, I feel like there's nobody else I'd rather spend my time with. And I feel like you're the only one in the world for me. And I feel like I love you.
Oh, Danny, I love you too.
You do? You really love me? All right. I feel like a teenager again.
AJ. TJ.
What? Did you think of some new way to ruin my life?
Deej, something incredible just happened to me. I just told Vicky that I love her.
Are you trying to torture me?
No. I'm trying to tell you that I understand how you feel. Can I sit down? Honey, I've forgotten what it's like. I haven't been in love with anyone since your mom. It's incredible.
That's great, Dad.
Yeah, it is. And if you and Steve are feeling what I'm feeling right now, then I think it's wonderful.
Are you saying I can see Steve again?
I guess I am. Truth is, that Steve's a pretty good kid. He's polite. He's a good eater. He's got a darn good headlock.
Thanks, Dad. I can't wait to call.
Hold it. Hold it. Put that call on hold for a moment.
I knew that was too easy.
Well, Deej, Steve is an important part of your life now. But he shouldn't be your whole life. You can't forget about your grades and your friends and your family. And if you don't like a blouse, don't wear it. Unless, of course, I bought it for you. I think what I'm trying to say is just don't lose track of who you are.
I won't. And I'm sorry about the way I've been acting. It's just that I've never been in love before. It's kind of overwhelming.
Tell me about it.
Are you kind of lightheaded?
Yeah.
Is your heart pounding?
Like a bongo.
How about your stomach?
I feel like I'm gonna hurl.
It's the best, isn't it?